So our listener, Jessie, got engaged a month ago. Yay! But she doesn't feel engaged.
Uh-oh.
It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Ben and Kelly, first of all, thank you for all the laughs you've brought me over the many years I've been a listener.
Aw, thank you.
You both are true Louisville gems. I'm hoping I can get your take on this.
Okay.
My boyfriend and I have been together for 5 years.
Okay.
About a month ago, we were sitting around talking about the future, getting emotional about how far we've come together, and out of nowhere, he said he wanted to marry me.
Nice.
He said he didn't want to wait another second to ask me because he knew I was it for him.
Mm-hmm.
So I said yes.
Congrats.
It was actually really sweet in the moment, very spontaneous, very emotional, all of that.
Right.
There was no ring. But honestly, at the time, I didn't care because it felt genuine.
Right.
But now it's been over a month and nothing.
Oh.
No ring shopping, no wedding conversations, no let's tell our families.
Oh.
Like, nothing has changed at all, except technically, I guess I'm engaged, except I don't really feel engaged.
Okay.
I feel like we had a really meaningful conversation and then just went back to normal.
Right.
So I finally told him it feels a little weird to me, and he basically said, I'll get you a ring if you want one.
Oh.
But also said that whether there's a ring or not doesn't change his commitment or how he feels about me.
Okay.
Logistically, I understand that.
Yes.
I know a ring isn't what makes a marriage, but emotionally, I kind of feel sad about it. Like,
right.
Maybe it mattered more to me than it did to him.
Hmm.
I haven't even told anybody because I don't know what I'd say when they ask to see the ring or ask about wedding plans.
Mm.
So I guess I'm asking, would you consider this a real engagement or does it feel weird to everybody else too? Thanks so much.
Wow.
It sounds like he said all the right things.
Yeah, and it sounds like his commitment is real.
Right. But then I also understand her need to, okay, let's continue those conversations. Let's plan a wedding.
Well, yeah, and the whole, let's tell our family.
Yeah.
Like I think that kind of is the weird part. Not
right.
necessarily that you have a ring or not, but that there's been no sharing that with everyone else.
Right. And then the whole, well, if you want one, I'll buy you one.
I know. That's just...
Seems a little flippant. It feels flippant.
Well, I mean, I guess if you want one, I'll get you one.
That is typically the protocol that comes with engagements.
That statement seemed a little weird to me. And
right.
the fact that they haven't said anything.
Right. Or
so those
maybe,
are the two things that kind of threw up the little caution flag
like
for me.
Like he comes, scoops her up, and says, let's go look at rings tonight.
Yeah.
Together. Let's pick one out.
Yeah. Well, and then, you know... Plenty of places have plans.
Yes.
And ways that you can pay a little
right.
bit now and a little bit later and things
yes.
like that. So,
but she's just kind of like, all right, we had this like life-changing conversation, but then it was like, okay, nothing since that has happened.
So, you know, honestly, I it doesn't even have to be an expensive ring. Just
no.
You could go to any store and just say, for the symbol of it.
Right.
Like, hey, let's do this now.
Yeah.
And then maybe later, maybe it's even after our 1 year anniversary, we get a proper ring or something. I don't know. Like, but.
Well, man, I don't even, weird. I think even beyond that though, it's the whole, we haven't told our family and friends.
You've been together for 5 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time to invest.
And I'm sure a lot of the family and friends are like going, are they ever going to get married?
Right.
Like, where is this going?
Okay. Have you been in this situation before? Do you have a take? 502-795-1997.
I get her confusion.
Yeah, yeah. Send us a voice note. Let us know or call. And, you know, maybe we'll try to give her a clear path forward where there doesn't seem to be one right now.
Right. And I get too, she doesn't want to be the one like pushing it along.
Yeah.
Like he should be taking the lead in this.
Yeah.
Like,
he was the one who did
right.
it.
Because yeah. I don't think she doesn't want to like drag him to go ring shopping
right.
and then say, will you buy me that one?
Yeah. That does feel weird too.
Yeah. That's not how that's supposed to play out.
All right. 502-795-1997. A little group therapy here on 99.7 DJX. DJX, our listener, Jessie, She got engaged about a month ago. Boyfriend of 5 years. Kind of popped the question spontaneously. Said, I didn't want to wait.
Yeah,
you're my person.
Really sweet conversation. But then it was like, okay, that just kind of went back to normal.
Yeah, just kind of like crickets afterwards.
Yeah.
And
so
she's like,
she's confused. Like, are we even really, is it a real engagement?
Yeah. And we should point out when it happened spontaneously, he didn't give her a ring.
Right.
And it's not just the ring, but like they haven't told their family or friends or anything like that. And so she's just kind of like,
no conversations about a wedding,
yeah,
what kind of ceremony you want, when do you want it, like nothing.
She's like, this is a little bit weird. And I said that to him and he's like, hey, I'll get your ring if you want.
Which is like, okay, that's sweet. But then do you want to get me a ring? I think that's really what she's looking for, is like, are you sincere in wanting that still,
right,
like you said in the moment? And Laura Ann on Facebook says, if this is who you want to spend your life with, have a conversation. Simply say, we decided we wanted to get married, so let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Suggest going to look at rings together.
Yeah.
Talk about what kind of wedding. If you can't talk about this, how are you going to talk about future life decisions together? And if it's not what he truly wants, then that's a different talk you need to have.
Yeah,
good luck.
Tia is just like, hey, I'd rather have the guy than the ring. Sounds like you found a good one. He said he'd get you one if you wanted one, so go get one.
Yes.
Simple, right?
Yeah. Sarah's said, you're right. A ring is just a symbol, but that symbol does have some meaning to it.
Sure.
You've been together for 5 years. Clearly, you all love each other. That's the most important part.
Yes.
Shout it from the mountains,
yes,
that you're engaged.
Yes.
When someone asks about the ring, tell him you're shopping around. And tell a little fib that he didn't buy one yet because he wanted it to be the ring that you want, not just because he picked it out.
Mm-hmm.
When my husband and I got engaged, I had my mom's ring because we were buying our first home at the time. He said, you want a ring or a house? She's like, I want a house right now.
Yeah.
A couple years later, got my beautiful ring I picked out.
All right.
And since then, gotten even more bands. Your story is one that's beautiful. Don't put that light out because there's no ring.
Yeah, I mean, really, there's a lot of people are positive about this. There's a couple that are like, hey, this is manipulation to keep you stuck, but you've got to have hard conversations.
Yes. And I think if you suggest, again, actually putting the wheels in motion toward making the wedding happen and getting married.
Yeah.
And then judge his reaction to that. If he's hesitant to start moving on that,
and
then
look,
maybe you have some more conversations to have about his sincerity level.
I get life gets busy.
Sure.
And, you know, it's like, all right, hey, we'll get to that this week. And then all of a sudden it's Friday and you're like, oh gosh, where'd the week go?
Right.
So
maybe you have to be the one to kind of
just like, hey, you know what I'd like to do this weekend?
The ball rolling.
I'd like to go ring shopping this weekend.
Yes.
Is that cool? We could just look at some rings.
And hey, let's expand on that conversation we had. Like, mm-hmm, when would you see us getting married? And
start like in a couple years.
To talk about the planning conversations.
Yeah. All right. I like that.
And then, hey, should we tell our family and friends together?
Yes,
maybe you talk
like that's
about
another
having
one.
Those conversations. Because
yes,
again, it's a significant like step a couple takes together, which you should want to share that kind of news and development with your loved ones.
I remember even after, you know, I got engaged, it was after midnight.
Yes, yeah, so you're not going to tell anybody until the next day.
No. We went to her house.
Oh, wow.
And she woke her parents up.
Oh, wow. Bold move.
And they were
bold
like,
move.
They were like, that's great.
That's nice. You could have told us
like,
tomorrow.
They're like, yeah, that's great. That's great. I mean, because I had already talked to them about it. They knew it was going to come.
Good.
So it, but
that's good.
Yeah. But like, it was like a, that's great, honey. All right. Good night.
That's sweet. Like, yeah, we knew that was coming.
Well, we'll talk about it tomorrow. But anyways, all right. Well, that's, I think, good.
Yeah, you need to start poking and prodding like, mm-hmm, hey, remember the one time we talked about that? Well, let's start making it happen.
Let's make it happen, Captain.
Let's share our joy with our family and friends.
All right. Well, hey, good
luck. Let's do that together.
Keep us posted. There's good future ahead of you.
And hopefully he's going to be just as excited to keep the ball rolling towards that direction. And there you go.
All right, there you go. That's group therapy.